Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, we oftentimes visit with folks from the North Shore because they are intrinsically linked throughout this metropolitan area to what's going on both economically and as we grow, we all grow together. And as we have our successes, we all succeed together. And I've been very fortunate to have members of the Chamber of Commerce from the North Shore visit with us. And today's no different. We are joined by Ronnie Simpson, board chair of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. I appreciate you having us. And we always appreciate the opportunity to talk on WBL.
So, Ronnie, I spend a lot of time reminding folks early voting starts tomorrow and ends on Saturday, October 4th, with one day off, September 28th, which is this Sunday. They are closed.
Yeah, we're not heathens, Noel. We don't vote on Sunday.
Right. So I point that out because we have important elections on the South Shore. We have them on the North Shore as well, right?
Right. We sure do. And look, I think it's important. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that depending on your point of view, every election is important to somebody and more important to even others. So I think what we've done in the past is sort of think about is, you know, this is a big election. This is a little election. Now this one, you know, maybe I can miss this election. But I think what we're trying to do and what we're trying to tell people is that, you know, they're all important. And even if it's the mayor of New Orleans or the mayor of Slidell or the mayor of some small like Folsom, it's the folks that are closest to you essentially in government and the ones that honestly could have the most impact on your day-to-day life.
No, absolutely. You know, it's funny. Every time I talk about local elections, I start getting text about, well, you know, what about the presidential, you know, candidate that this one's doing this one's doing that. I said, look, voting for president is incredibly important, but that position is not going to move my life one degree left or right. But these local elections, they will definitely move my life more than a degree left or right.
Yeah,
because it's all of the services that you know, locals have grown accustomed to. They're not provided by the president of the United States. They're provided by parish elected officials and municipal elected officials.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all due respect to the president and our senators and representatives in the House, they're not fixing the potholes and, you know, they're not the ones that are making sure that the going out and making sure the drainage ditches are clean so that when it rains heavy, you know, we're not getting water in our front yard or backyard or even worse. So, you know, I think you're 100% right. And I think if we can sort of turn that feeling around that it's like, oh, it's just one of those little elections, you know, or what, just one of those that it's okay for me to miss it. But you're right on the spot with what you just said. These are the elections that honestly will have the greatest impact on your life and your family's life.
And in St. Tammany, there's even some additional issues there that I think a lot of people fail to recognize. When you look back a decade, the opportunity for growth in St. Tammany has been absolutely more robust than most other parishes, right? The fact that you have two interstate systems that flow through the parish, one east-west, one north-south, And then they split off, and you have a third one, you know, that continues on, headed north. The opportunities there, and then the whole way in the aftermath of Katrina with distribution facilities, and those local elections, they all matter as it relates to that smart growth. And y'all with the St. Tammany Chamber, y'all know it better than anybody, right? Because you've been looking and assessing and trying to figure out what's the right thing to do and everything else. A lot of other parishes don't, they have it, but not to the extent that St. Tammany's had.
Right. And I think we fortunately enjoy a much bigger blank slate than most of our regional partners. You know, we have, upwards of like 400 and so odd square miles of land in the parish. So it's, and a lot of it is undeveloped or, you know, we love our trees and, we've got a lot of them. So we've got a lot of space that potentially could be, if dealt, you know, in a smart way, we could grow. We could have opportunities for our children to come home. But I think that elections like the one on October 11th in Slidell, in particular, are some of those very subtle turning points that I think voters don't quite and citizens don't quite appreciate. So I think what we're doing and what the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce is doing in coordination, which is I think some of the first times we've seen this, in coordination with other like-minded groups like the East St. Tammany Business Alliance, the North Shore Home Builders Association, the North Shore Business Council, the United Way, and we've worked with a lot of others as well, but those ones that signed on to say, you know what, our turnout is not what it should be. And in fact, you could make a case that it was pretty darn bad. And when like-minded folks get together and decide that they want to make a change and want to make a difference, that's where we are right now. We said that enough is enough, and we should really encourage folks to get out there and exercise their right.
Yeah, you know, and we've seen this trend. Unfortunately, the North Shore is not the only area experiencing that, right? And and then when you consider how important the city of Slidell is to the overall parish of St. Tammany, covering a good portion of the eastern portion of that parish and being in its own right a very strong economic epicenter for the parish, governance there is important.
Right. The Slidell is the anchor on the east side of the parish, no question. And you don't have to look far to see the economic impact that they contribute to the overall health of our community. They had the grand opening of the Amazon distribution center there, I think 2 weeks ago. And it's a great place to do business, and along with the rest of the North Shore. So I think I like to boil things down as small as I can to explain kind of what I'm trying to do or what we're trying to do with this initiative about getting out the vote. And we're just starting here in Slidell. Eventually, you know, if this goes well, we move that needle. We're going to move it to other races, whether they're in Covington or Madisonville or across the parish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
General, what we want to do is sort of, look, take the conventional wisdom or the conventional thinking that folks have when it comes to voting and just sort of throw it out the window and kind of boil it down to the least common denominator. It's a Saturday where you can spend 5 minutes and make a difference. You can do it when you go out to pick up things at Dollar General or you're going to pick up your shirts at the cleaners. It's as easy as I said this to someone else the other day. I said, you can play a long song on the radio, turn it on in your car, get out, go vote, come back, and it's likely that you're still going to have the same song on the radio finishing up when you get back. It's super quick. It's super easy. And honestly, we've all been in a voting booth. It's not a scary place. This isn't some, you know, sci-fi thing where the machine's going to gobble you up or anything. This is easy. You walk in, you show them your ID, you go in the booth, and you're going to push less buttons on that voting machine on the 11th than you will on your remote control when you're trying to decide what to watch on Netflix.
Yeah. And what's interesting and what I love about y'all's approach, it's not biased in any way, right? This, you're just promoting the privilege and the right to vote and encouraging people to exercise and take advantage of that privilege because you can make a difference. And I've been reminding of my listening audience of that very much so. But you have data that actually backs up what we're talking about, right? Let's talk about that for a moment, about how St. Tammany turned out for the national elections and what their turnout was for locals.
Yeah, like a lot of places, because of the weather, because of who was running or the polarization, whatever you want to attribute it to. And there's a lot of, you know, there are books written about this, so I'm not going to presume to be an expert, but our turnout was, you know, upwards of 70% for the national election. So we had, you know, which tells you we have the potential to be motivated and to take charge of what we need to do. However, when you get down ballot and it's not a national election, it's maybe just a parish election or even in worse results on a super local election, we get down to as low as we've seen 9% in some areas. And that's not 9% of the population. That's 9% of the voting, the people registered voters, right? Yeah. So that just, it sort of drives me crazy because I'll go simple on this because that's why I sort of look at things and want to explain them to folks is that, so you wouldn't, you know, we're coming up on noontime and everybody's going to have lunch. You wouldn't ask a stranger what you should eat for lunch. But if you give up your right to vote, you get up and you don't vote, and you let a stranger choose for you, because that's what you're doing when you don't go vote. Somebody else is voting in for you, not in your place, but you're allowing someone else to make that decision for you. You're allowing them to make a decision on what you're going to eat three meals a day for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So why would you do that? You wouldn't so much even allow them to tell you what to eat for lunch today, but you have the opportunity, you have the power to make a decision to do your part and quite honestly, your responsibility to help make a decision in your community.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love the way that you put that. So you guys then are going to engage in a campaign. You're going to start this endeavor, this effort with this Slidell election on October 11th, and it's called the Vote Slidell campaign. You've got a number of groups coming together, I guess, to fund and finance this to make this push.
Yeah. So honestly, we didn't even ask them to fund. You know, if they wanted to, that's great. I think what we wanted to show was some solidarity in like-minded groups to say, no, really, this is important. It's not and I've said this to a lot of people, it's not the sexiest issue, right? This isn't something that gets people excited. This is not something that you know, unless you're a little geeky like me and have a political science degree, right? So you really, this isn't the sexiest stuff to talk about. However, it's important. That's the point, though. It's important, and it only takes a second. It literally is so easy to do, because I don't know about you, but I remember the first time my parent, or my dad, in fact, took me in with him as a kid to vote. And I'll tell you, it was probably voting for your former boss, Sheriff Fleet, and at a voting booth at Johnny Bright gym in Metairie. So I remember that. That makes an impression on me, and because of that, I understood how important it was. Not just about getting the vote, but the idea that he took the time to take me with him to tell me about it, to show me. I began that understanding of the value of local elections, of the local impact that not just the sheriff, but a mayor or a councilman can make on your life and your family's life.
Yeah, all right. I have the same memory of the first presidential election after the passing of John F. Kennedy. I was probably, I don't know, 6, 7, somewhere around there.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember waiting in a line that at that time must have been a half a block long.
Well, yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet.
For that election as well. But you're so right, and hopefully more communities across the state of Louisiana will do what you guys are doing there at the chamber, because I think you're going to be successful. The campaign is going to be successful. Sometimes people just need a little nudging, right?
And yeah, sure.
About what's going on. I think in Slidell there's only two things to vote on, if my memory serves me correct, one being the mayor and the other one being the fire protection district. Is that right? Is that the only?
Yeah, I believe so.
So there are two items. One is a fee renewal, and the other is the election of the mayor. So we remind folks to get out. And I want to commend y'all for doing this.
Nice.
And hopefully, like I said, it gets infectious and other people begin to do the same thing, because this is really what impacts your life, right? Is what's happening at the local level. And there are a lot of challenges out there right now. And for a lot of communities, and I think you will agree, Ronnie, and you see this in business all the time, so you're used to it, you can't make that many mistakes, because when you start making mistakes, things catch up and it's hard to catch back.
And
so you want to have good, competent people that are willing to put in the time and the effort. And it's a sacrifice to be a publicly elected official. But to do it right, you got to be there on it each and every day. These are not jobs that it's like collecting rent where you just go to the mailbox. You know, you actually got to show up and do something to make a difference.
Right. Yeah, and you live that, right? So you understand the butt whipping occasionally, and that's, it's hard, and you think you do what you think is right, right? So and you're trying to make a difference, or you wouldn't be doing it in the first place, right? So it's a tough gig to do. I used to work in parish government several years back, and it's rough, but it's very rewarding, because I think one of the things that I loved about it in working in government was having the ability to help people. And mm-hmm. and when they look to their government, or they look, whether it's federal or local or state, they need help in doing something. And a lot of times they don't understand or don't have an understanding of the process. So when you can be there for them and help them through that process to achieve whatever it is that they're trying to, whether it's huge or something very small, when you're able to at the end of the day, when you're able to say, oh, no, I helped this person, or I helped that person, or, you know, I got this, you know, this family squared away with so they could close on their house or whatever it was, that's the reward. That was what really drove me in being committed to that mission. And you're right. We have to pick and we have to elect both smart and competent folks. And the only way that really you can assure that to happen is if you participate in this process and you just take a few moments and exercise that right and just pop in. And you, I mean, it's likely that it's some, you know, rec district or elementary school or high school or somewhere in your neighborhood that it's easy to get to, or you'd pass it almost every day. Just take a short detour, drive in, show them the license, go in, do what you need to do, and go about your day. It's really easy. It's really fast. And it makes such an incredible impact.
Yep. And take your kids with you. Let them experience it. Let them see it. Let them see what it's all about. Got a text here. I remember being lifted up to flip a lever for Nixon in 1968. Mom was big on civic duty. Ronnie Simpson, board chair, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Best of luck with this endeavor.
Thank you.
Very, very important. And you guys are to be commended. And we appreciate you joining us today. And have a great weekend.
Thanks for having us, Noel.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're going to have open lines. We want to hear from you. Got a lot to talk about. No Filter Friday. Love to hear from you. So give us a shout. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.